In the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola, he gives us an exercise to contemplate that he calls two standards, an entering into the prayer and entering into the scene. He wants us to meditate on a field, a battlefield. And he says there's two standards or two flags that you're going to be able to distinguish what side that you're on. He says, on one side, we have to envision Satan and his throne, a terrifying throne, is burning with fire. And his standard is one of darkness and deception and lies and cheating. And what he wants is all those who serve him to go out into the world and to begin to distract all the children of God. And he distracts them by giving them a desire for honor, for giving them a desire for being praised, for wanting to be possessed by possessions, to think about wealth. And then on the other side, St. Ignatius wants to consider Christ's camp. And he says it is a very simple and poor throne. And on this side, the standard is poverty of spirit. It is based on humility and love. It is a kingdom of light, of love, of life. And what St. Ignatius wants to consider is that same battlefield is in our hearts and in our lives. And we too have to contend with all that. What he wants us to do is to examine ourselves in every comment, every situation, every time we're going to speak, to try to understand, well, what side of the field are you on? And to ask yourself, who is your king and who is reigning in your life? Are you allowing the king of terror to rule you out of fear? Or are you allowing the king of justice to rule you with love, with mercy, with compassion, with kindness? Who side are you on? And ultimately, what we have to understand is the victory has already been won. Christ is king of the universe. He's won the victory already. But you and I have to choose. We have to choose a side. We have to make a choice. And that choice brings consequences. Sadness or happiness, death or life, joy and eternal peace. And we have to choose. We're given an image today of the cross. And Jesus is king. And we have two individuals that have to determine what side they are on. One is reviling Jesus. We're hearing that they're sneering at him. They're jeering at him. They're mocking him. If you are the Son of God, if you are the King of the Jews, if you are. That's what the enemy does. That's what he did in those 40 days and 40 nights in the desert when he tested him. Always mocking Jesus, testing his identity. And Jesus knows who he is. He is the beloved child of God. And he serves God and God alone. And his kingdom is a kingdom that never ends. It is a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of light. It's a kingdom of obedience, a king of faith. And we are invited to understand that in the waters of baptism, we have entered that kingdom, and that kingdom has entered into us. It reigns over us, but we still have to choose and make a choice. So we already see the enemy on one side, and they don't want to change. They don't want Christ to rule. They don't want Christ to be the king. They want Christ to use his power for himself, self-reliance. But that's not what Christ is. Christ is obedience, always the beloved child of God. On the other side, we are meant to reflect on an opportunity in our lives to truly be converted, to have contrition in our hearts, to acknowledge that Jesus is King and God has sent him into this world, not to condemn us, but to save us. But we have to choose. Do we want condemnation or do we want salvation? Do we want life, eternal life, or do we want eternal death? On one side, we're meant to see how merciful Christ is. That if we can acknowledge who he is and beg for forgiveness and ask Jesus to remember us in our sinfulness, but to remember his mercy, that he is king, not only of the universe, not only of this world, not only of heaven, but of our hearts, of our homes, our families, our workplaces, our schools. Jesus rules. Jesus is king. But ultimately, you have to choose. Is he your king, or are you allowing the king of terror to rule over you?